Blog Talk Radio.
Law of Attraction Talk Radio. Get ready to be the best you can be. Stay tuned for the Law of Attraction Talk Radio with Jules. And welcome to another exciting show of Law of Attraction Talk Radio. I'm Julie, your host for this wonderful journey on Law of Attraction. Tonight we are going to have Born to Manifest author Tom Marasa with us tonight, and he's going to give some great examples on how we can manifest our intentions and perhaps even shed some insight as to why we may get frustrated because we're not seeing the results of being deliberate creators right away. So this is going to be very informative. Stay with us and hear some very, very interesting things. Let me just mention that next week our guest will be Mr. Lynn Wright, co-creator of a brand new internet TV station called The Manifest Station. You know, don't you just love the internet? I mean, really, I really think that local broadcasting and radio stations are going to go by the wayside shortly, because here on the internet, we can tune into anything we want to watch, whenever we want to watch it, and wherever it is. I mean, we can listen to a program in England, in Australia, in Canada, in any English-speaking place. So it's like, my God, the whole world is at our fingertips. We only have to watch the reruns that we want to watch, and we only have to listen to the news that we want to hear. It's just fabulous. We can be now selective. This is just a fantastic period of life right now. I'm just so excited to be living in this day and age. So join me next week to hear about all of the exciting videos and movies and, yes, even the Law of Attraction Talk Radio show is going to be on Manifesting Station. So, you know, tune in to next week. It's going to be really, really a lot of fun. And before we start off the show, let's just go for a fast station break here.
In Brazil, there lives a humble and simple man serving as a healing vessel for God for thousands of incurable and medically discarded people. His name is John of God. Franny Rubens of Awakening Spirit is an official guide to the healing center of John of God. For more information on the next 2-week spiritual trek in Brazil, contact www.awakeningspirit.us or call 847-831-5528.
Hi, this is Julie Johnson here to let you know about my favorite hypnosis session called Health, Wealth, and Well-Being. You know, this is so effective because it allows you to release old thought patterns by a simple weeding out process. Powerful suggestions of wealth and self-esteem are given to fill your subconscious so that you can become the health, wealth, and well-being magnet that is yours by divine right. This instant download is not only more cost-effective than a personal hypnosis session, it works better because you can replay it on a continual basis, rewiring the brain to accept new health and wealth attitudes. So visit lawofattractiontools.com hypnosis page for instant downloads and start creating your new life today. That's www.lawofattractiontools.com. And we are back. And now I want to get started with Tom, a good friend of mine, and really some fascinating stuff. So let me introduce him real fast. He's the author of several books on the power of the mind, including the groundbreaking Born to Manifest, Law of Attraction Tools and Techniques. This book is known as a how-to manual for using the Universal Law of Attraction to create what you want in life. Tom's background as a certified hypnotherapist, yay, and student of hysterical arts has contributed to his expertise in teaching people the amazing power of the mind and its use to consciously attract what they desire. Tom attributes his success through the deliberate use of the Law of Attraction. And if you're going to ask people on how to use the Law of Attraction, you go to the successful people. So, Tom, are you there?
I'm here, Julie. Thank you so much for having me tonight.
Oh, I'm glad that you came. Oh, this is great. Now, Tom, let's get start off here. How did you first get into the Law of Attraction?
Well, I've been studying the esoteric arts and metaphysics and hypnotherapy and all that for quite a number of years, actually since I was about 14 years old. I always had that question, what is going on? I mean, why are we here? What is going on? And I just was exposed to a lot of different information, and I guess I was exposed to the Law of Attraction early on with books like Science of the Mind and Manifestation, Keys, and stuff like that. And when The Secret came out a couple of years back, we finally had a name for it.
Uh-huh.
And so I think that was, once I had a definition, I saw where The Secret really was lacking with the how-to, how to use the scientific process. And so that's when I decided to write the book.
Wow. Wow. Well, let's jump back, because like you say, Law of Attraction was just recently given a name. There's evidence of it in the biblical times of people using this Law of Attraction. Do you have some information that you can give us on this?
Well, sure. The Bible says, whatever a man sows, he will also reap. In Proverbs 23:7, it states, as a man thinketh in his heart, so he is. And Jesus always directed his followers to ask for what they want with faith and belief, and the belief that they already had it. Now, not only in the Bible, but the great avatars and masters throughout history, Buddha, we are what we think. All that we are arises from our thoughts. With our thoughts, we make our world. So this is a theme that all the great masters and avatars have always taught. And, yeah, the Bible's full of it.
Oh, wow. Yeah, yeah. Even Jesus used it as quite a bit of the time. I think we just simply misinterpreted a lot of the stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Well, what about vibrations and energies? Okay, they play a huge part in using the Law of Attraction correctly. How do you see it?
Okay, well, the Law of Attraction is all about vibrations. We're always working with vibrations, and the Law of Attraction's job is to match the vibrations that it receives. So we're like talking about vibrational energy. And there's only two kinds, so plus or minus, positive, negative, any way you want to use, any terminology you want to use. But for the sake of this discussion, let's call it positive and negative. And
okay.
Most people would deem words like happiness and joy and excitement and love, passion, etc., as positive feelings, that they make us feel good when you experience those type of emotions. And on the other hand, words like fear and anger and sadness, guilt, envy, frustration, that makes most people feel bad or negative.
Right.
Now, of course, we're just talking about our perception of good or bad. What may mean good to me may mean bad to you. I always like to use the example of getting a flat tire as you're going down the road. And you're driving along and you hit the flat and you go, gee, that's bad. But as soon as you drive up to the tire shop, the guy at the tire shop is going, hey, that's good. You know, so it's really a perception thing. But for the most part, the examples I'm giving are, you know, most people feel either negative or positive feelings, and that's generally true for most of us. And those feelings, they cause us to send out a vibration. And as we send out these vibrations, the law of attraction is matching them. Okay?
Okay.
I mean, we've all had a day when we wake up cranky, and we'll get out of bed, and, I don't know, we step on something on the rug, and or stub our toe, and then the toilet backs up, and we're making our breakfast, and we burn the toast, and then we can't find the keys to the car, and once we do, the traffic's a nightmare. And, of course, when we get to where we're going, there's no parking spaces, and on. It's like this negative, funky loop that we're in, you know?
Right.
And we're wishing we never got out of bed. But then there's days when everything seems to go right. You know, maybe we had a great sale in the morning, and we're just so thrilled, and we called everybody and all our friends and family, and we're just bragging how great we are and how cool it was that we made this great sale. And sure enough, later on in the day, we get another sale. So in both examples, we were sending out the vibrations, negative ones in the first example and positive ones in the second. And the law of attraction was just matching whatever we were sending.
Okay. Well, how do you... Well, I would assume from what my listeners that they would all prefer to be in that better feeling vibration. The problem is you can't get there. It's so easy. I mean, it's not an easy chore to jump over to that negative to the positive. How do you do that?
Okay, so you're basically asking how do we tap into the law more deliberately? And,
okay,
some tools that I can give you right now to help you stop attracting negative events and people. There's one tool that's in my book, and that is to be aware of the words that you're using, because the words you use cause you to send out positive or negative vibrations. Because our thoughts are made up of images and words, and when you form a thought, you're using words to do so. So any words that negate, like the words don't or try or can't or won't or no, spelled N-O, doesn't, and for the folks that live in the South like I do, you can't use the word ain't. All those kind of words should be avoided in your vocabulary, because the law of attraction is always matching whatever you're giving your attention to, because and you're going to get more of that, whether good or bad. And it's not biased to want words or don't want words. Its job is to match the feelings and the things that you're giving your attention to, no matter what that happens to be. So, Julie, when I say don't think of your nose, I can guarantee you just thought of your nose.
Right.
Or don't think of the moon. And I'm sure you just had a beautiful picture of the moon just formed in your head. Don't think of an apple. Don't think of Angelina Jolie. Try not to think of Brad Pitt.
And okay, sure there
enough,
you go.
And sure enough, Angie and Brad are tromping through your head eating apples. Even though I use that word don't. Okay, see, when you're using the words that negate, you just gave attention to what you don't want. So when you say something like, I don't want to catch the flu, the law of attraction's here, and I want the flu, and I want to catch more things.
Mm-hmm.
So you always get what you give your attention to. Or said in another way, you always get your wish, even if your wish is something you don't want. Like, I wish I didn't have so many bills.
Right.
So when you go from what you don't want to what you do want, that vibration changes. And you can only have one vibration at a time.
Right. You can feel bad.
Right. So rather than telling your kids, don't play ball in the house, ask yourself a simple question. Well, what do I want? And that will help you relanguage the words that you're using and the thoughts that you're forming, and you can tell your kids, play ball outside.
Yeah.
Okay, that's what you really want. Okay? Instead of saying, I don't want to catch the flu, what do you really want? I want vibrant health. So whenever you catch yourself saying words that negate, just ask yourself, what do I want? And right in that moment, you can change that negative thought to a positive thought.
Okay, but that doesn't necessarily make you feel better at the moment. I mean, you're just forcing yourself to change, but you're still in that lower feeling place of, well, if you're in a bad mood for the day and it just keeps on going downhill and downhill and downhill, if you're changing just one aspect, it's not going to really lift up your vibrations. What kind of tools do you have that can really start lifting you up and pulling you into that direction?
Okay, so you're saying that even though I'm giving you a tool to get your thoughts more positive, you still may feel funky.
Yeah. I mean, here I've been practicing law of attraction, but I got to be truthful. I mean, hey, you know, when a day goes by, it is so hard, and I know better. I know better. I know what I should be thinking. But at the same time, to raise yourself up and just to turn it off just like that, it's just very, very difficult for me anyway. How do I get to that place where I'm going to start, feeling better? How do I shift my vibrations upward?
Okay. I think in the teacher they said think of a puppy or think of a baby or think of stuff like that that makes you feel better. But, you know, a lot of teachers, they tell you that you really should suppress these kind of feelings, and I don't necessarily agree with that, because you're having these feelings, and since you're having them, that's your inner self that is speaking to you, and
right.
You should really ask yourself, well, why am I feeling angry, let's say, and a lot of teachers will say, you know, it's not good to feel angry, you know, just suppress that and go for a better feeling. But when we experience anger or negative emotion, that's a clue that's showing you that we have a limited belief system concerning something. Okay? And the law of attraction, it basically states what you get what you give your attention, energy, and focus to. Okay? Because
right.
We're always sending out these vibrations. And the energy we send out is linked to our thoughts, our feelings, our expectations, and our beliefs. Okay, so when you're having a bad feeling, that's like a clue. Why am I feeling angry? Or why am I feeling jealous? Okay, and that's pointing to a belief that you have that's not serving you. Okay, otherwise you wouldn't have that so-called negative feeling, okay? Now, I'm not saying that you should get all angry and start screaming and throwing stuff, okay? There's different ways to process emotions, okay? And you know, this whole law of attraction thing and conscious creation and all that, it's really like learning how to play an instrument or something, or learning how to dance, or learning something. It takes practice. Okay?
Yeah.
So every time that you suppress a negative emotion, it gets just a little harder and harder to suppress it until it's just blown completely out of proportion. And we begin to wonder, gee, why am I getting so upset about something so little? It's because we never dealt with any of it. It was always suppressed. Okay? And We're taught to suppress these kind of emotions because we believe that they're negative, and we lock them away, and eventually it just becomes overwhelming. The only negative emotion is one that is suppressed. I mean, if you suppress love, for example, that's a negative thing.
Huh. Because you're not expressing it. You're suppressing it. Uh-huh.
Right. So we need to pay attention to our emotions and not lock them away. We need to understand what they are and see what beliefs we have that trigger them.
Okay.
So
great.
If we're feeling angry, we need to express it, and not necessarily by being loud or aggressive or confronting the other person, but just by maybe being quiet and understanding what the emotion is and putting it in the proper perspective.
Okay.
I've got a
question here for you from Chris, who is asking, he's on the host page and he's doing this chat room. So I've got a couple of questions to ask you. As you're talking, they're coming up with questions, so you're going to get it double here. Chris wants to know, how do you get to that belief? How do you get at it? How do you get at this belief? Like, being a hypnotherapist, we know that it is suppressed into the subconscious mind, but how do you get at it? You just keep on asking yourself questions?
Well, there's a lot of ways to get at it. We always attract what we believe. I mean, that it really does boil down to that. And if we have, as a hypnotherapist, you would know that people have limited beliefs, and the belief systems that they hold in their subconscious affect them in all sorts of ways.
Yeah, and started when they were babies.
Right, and maybe I shouldn't have said limited beliefs, because the belief, we can have beliefs that are helpful to our lives as well. But yeah, you're right. They start as babies, and TV helps, and school helps,
yeah.
And religion helps, and all sorts of stuff helps to to kind of download these software programs that I call into our computer brain. Okay, so we have this software that's running in the background here. And Chris is right. How do you find out what it is? Well, you just got to work on yourself. And one way to do that is when you're having some kind of a funky feeling, just stop for a minute and really just kind of figure what's triggering that. What is the belief that I have that is making me feel that way? Okay, so that is a tool right there.
Yeah. Good one. Well, how do we make the shift from that to creating something different then? How do we do the deliberate attraction? Can you give us a specific formula for deliberate attraction?
Okay. Your listeners have probably read several books about this, and some authors say, do these 7 steps or do these 27 steps or 5 steps or whatever. Actually, it's really just 3 steps. And
okay.
The first step is to determine exactly what you want. What is your desire? Just identify it. And now that may take you a while, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But let's say you've really figured, I want this, okay? And so the second step is give your energy, attention, and focus to that desire. And people can do that all sorts of ways, you know, maybe writing into a journal, and you always hear about vision boards and making videos and anything that will... put your attention on something. If you want a car or something, go drive the car, you know, get into it. Okay.
Yeah.
The third step is allowing it to happen or expecting it to happen. Okay. A lot of people get tripped up right here because allowing or expecting it is really the most important part of the formula. And it's really the most difficult step.
So, it is the most difficult step, so how do we do it?
Okay, how do we do it? Okay, well, here we're getting back to beliefs, okay? You may not allow something into your life because you have a belief that maybe you don't deserve it, or you're not worthy of it, or the guy next door can have it, but not me. okay, he's smarter than me or whatever, he or she or whatever. Allowing covers a lot of things, and usually it boils down to having doubt that you can create something, okay? And doubt can be removed by proof, all right? So how do you get proof? Well, there's a lot of ways to do that. One of my favorites is just keeping a journal. You know, I'm a writer, and I'm always writing stuff down. When I want to attract something, I may attract or manifest something similar, but yet I am still kind of like in that vibrational wave, and that is coming to me. And so I write that down and just celebrate it. Hey, I'm getting something here that is close to what I want. Mm-hmm. Okay? And those kind of things, as they come to you, write them down. And that gives you some more stuff to focus on, more stuff to give your attention to, and more stuff to give your energy to. So as you manifest the little things, you slowly remove doubt that you have. Now, there's a lot of other tools in my book and on my website. There's a few, too. But, yeah, allowing is the big hang-up for a lot of peoples here. You know, another thing is you may have conflicting intentions. You may say one thing, but you're feeling something else. You may say, I want $1,000 a week. I want to make $1,000 a week. But that little voice inside you that's not allowing is saying, how are you going to pull that off working with the job you got? You know, so you're sending out that positive vibe, and at the same time you're sending out that negative vibration, and it cancels out the first one.
Yeah.
Or maybe your intention is to lose weight, and you're focused on that. But that little voice in your head is going, well, this isn't going to happen because everyone in my family is overweight. Okay, so that's that belief thing again, and you've got this doubt which gets in the way of allowing and expecting, and you're just canceling out whatever you're trying to manifest.
Okay. So if we cancel it out,
This is the work. This is the practice in the piano, okay?
Nothing's easy. Nothing's easy, then I take it. It's not good terminology for the law of attraction, I'll tell you that. But you know, Zaddy, my friend Zaddy from Australia, the wonderful girl, she just asked a question to you, Tom. How long should I spend manifesting before we see it as our reality? Is there such a thing as a time limit? I mean, at what point do you give up? Or do you ever give up?
Okay, well, this is something to write down, okay? Speed at which the law of attraction will manifest what we want is in direct relation to how much we are allowing and expecting results.
Hmm.
See, allowing is the most important part of that three-step formula I gave you. Okay, and it's the least understood. It's the most important part because allowing means we have no doubt that our desires will manifest. Okay, so when Zaddy asks a question, how long is this going to take, she's got some doubt about the whole process. Okay, and doubt is really a negative vibration. Your desire is the positive one, but doubt is the negative one that cancels out that desire.
Hmm.
Okay, and what causes that doubt? There's a bunch. Blockages, limited beliefs, fears, stuck energy. That's where hypnotherapy is a very handy tool.
Yeah.
A lot of my clients have got a lot of fear and belief systems that they've got running in the background, and that's a really good place to start. Now, I don't know if your listeners are familiar with EFT, emotional freedom techniques. That's a pretty fascinating thing.
Yeah, we've never really talked about it on the show, but yeah, it does work. Actually, I use it quite a bit. And EFT is?
Emotional Freedom Techniques.
Okay, why don't you explain a little bit about that?
I probably know as much as you do. I just know that it works, okay? But as far as why it works, there is meridian points on the body, and this is why acupuncture works, but there's meridian points that you tap, and as you're tapping, you are saying a set of statements at each place that you tap, and you go through the process of tapping all these points, and you say these statements concerning whatever problem you have, per se, and that releases not so much the thing as the stuckness of the thing. Okay? Mm-hmm. Does that make any sense? Those things are it's stuck energy in the body, and it's something to do with that. There's a lot of stuff on the internet about it, and
it really is.
Just check it out. Yeah.
Yeah, it is really fascinating. You just tap certain parts of your body, and you do it a couple times. And if you have a nausea or pain or just this reoccurring fear that comes up, you just sort of tap it away, and it works within minutes. It's all within the realm of how powerful your mind is. It really is amazing. I love the study of the mind. I mean, and they're coming out with more and more stuff. It's just amazing. I just love it. Anyway, let's get back to, with hypnotherapy, I mean, we use affirmations, but affirmations don't work on some people. What do you suggest to use for the law of attractions if to make affirmations more effective?
Okay, well, most affirmations won't work simply because you're stating something that isn't true. You can't believe what you're saying. I'll give you a personal example. I wanted to lose weight, and I tried the affirmation route. And there I was standing in front of the bathroom mirror with my shirt off stating my affirmation. Oh, I'm so happy in my healthy, slender body. I'm so happy in my healthy, slender body. But I'm looking at the truth in the mirror, and it's saying, you're a big, fat pig. You're a big, fat pig. So affirmations don't work because they're not something you can believe.
Uh-huh.
Okay? So what you need to do is if you make an affirmation, really what you want to reframe it, and there's tools in my book on this, but you write it in such a way that it's believable, and I call it an allowing statement. In other words, you make a statement for what you want, and it's written in such a way that you can believe it.
Uh-huh.
Okay, so that's half the battle. I mean, you're...
Well, what would you say to you now, knowing that affirmations didn't work for your weight, how would you reframe that to say?
I'd say, thank you, I'm in the process of tracking my ideal body weight.
Okay, you are.
So what you're saying is that you're in the process of attracting your ideal body weight. Okay, so that's a real believable statement.
Right.
Because you're in the process of it. You're not standing there looking at your fat self going, you know, you already got it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so you're in the process. And I always say thank you because I'm a big gratitude fan, you know. And that goes along with the expectation. When you say thank you, you are basically stating that you have received it.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. Yeah, I believe gratitude and appreciation is really, really a valuable tool that we don't use enough. I've got another question for Zaddy, from Zaddy here. She wants to know, what is the best way to teach your child how to manifest?
The best, you know, kids are really great manifestors.
I know.
The younger they are, the better they are at it, because they haven't been fed all the crap that we have as adults. In fact, if I had a baby today, I would start off, you know, going, you know, you are a conscious creator. You can have whatever you want. And that should be the way you live your life from this point forward. So it's the same thing with kids. I don't know if we're talking about kids that are homeschooled or in the school system. The parent would have to take a real positive role in the upbringing and really go over the things that the kid is exposed to. When you're watching TV and you see something and you pay attention to your feelings, if it feels funky to you, you're not lying to yourself. That feeling you're having is truth, okay? At least truth for you. So if you're watching TV with your child and something weird happens on it, stop right there and reframe the whole thing and relanguage the whole thing and show the child that that's not necessarily truth, little Susie, you know? So take an active role. I know we're in a busy world nowadays, but I think parents have dropped the ball and given authority over to everybody else, you know, the school system, the TV, whatever, you know.
And yeah, so you know, I would think that there's also a fine line, too, because one of the things that you teach a child, and I know people are starting to do that when they're babies now, that you do have the power to manifest. So what's the line? Where do you go from there? What if they do start manifesting all these wonderful things? And, you know, some of that stuff, you know, that they really don't know might not, it actually might have negative vibes. So, you know, there's a whole new realm that's starting up here. It's really fascinating, isn't it?
Okay, but so you're
maybe you won't. I mean, but sometimes you can manifest something. A child will want something and really not be old enough to realize that perhaps it's not in their best interest to have it.
Well, I'm a big believer in the higher self, and I would hope that the child's higher self was, kind of guiding along there. And taking care of the little ego that is trying to manifest the new X-rated video game or something like that, you know?
There you go, yeah. That's what I'm talking about. Or those sites that they shouldn't be looking at, or yeah, a whole new realm here is opening up. It's going to be interesting. What about negative people? This is a common problem or a question that people always ask me. I am working the law of attraction. I'm trying to use it, but I'm married to a guy who is just so negative and he doesn't believe anything. How do you keep away from the negativity that this guy is projecting out?
That's funny. I've never heard that. No, I'm kidding. we're talking about resistance, aren't we?
Yeah.
We've learned about the law of attraction, and we're keeping this positive attitude, and, you know, the birds are singing, and you're feeling great, and the music's playing, and you're just, you know, having a wonderful, high-vibrating day, and then you run into some kind of coworker, or neighbor, or family, or spouse, who is vibrating at a whole nother place, you know,
yeah.
and they're ready to take you to funky land. You know, you're here, and they are way over there. And so there's a lot of distance between you. There's a lot of resistance. So in these situations, you really have two options and only one best choice. Okay, so let's say your best friend calls, and she starts complaining about her husband. Oh, he's this and this, and he did that and that, and I'm so sick of this, and blah, 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 blah. So your first option is to jump right in there in the drama with her and swim around in all that muck.
Uh-huh.
Oh, Mary, I know what you mean. My ex was this and this and blah, 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 and na, 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 na. And then you're just going down funky land with it, right?
Yeah.
But the best choice is to mind your vibrations. And what do I mean by that? What do I mean by minding your vibrations? Simply put, your work is to stay positive and not let family and friends bring you into a negative place. So when you find your friend complaining, ask her, Mary, what do you want? Okay, and that's going to stop her right there.
Yeah.
And you're helping her shift her vibrations from negative to positive. And at the same time, you're minding yours. I have a friend, Dave, who's in business. And every time I talk to him, he's always complaining about, well, business is slow and nobody's buying and people don't keep appointments and na-na-na-na-na. And you can see where his attention and focus is on. You know, all of this don't want stuff, okay?
Yeah.
And then Ginger, she's looking for her ideal relationship, and she's always complaining about all the good ones are taken. And the men she dates don't do this, and they don't do that. And she wishes they did this, and they never call her, and blah, blah, blah. And she's wondering, why is this happening to me? Well, they're both giving their attention, energy, and focus with what they don't want. Okay? So, yeah, we know there's negative people in our lives. So we have two options. Jump into the muck with them, or ask them, well, what do you want? Okay? And a tool I give them is to, you know, actually write down all the things that they don't want on a sheet of paper. You know, just take a sheet of paper, write, and draw a line right down the middle. And put right on top, let's say, boyfriend. And on the left side, you call that column, feels bad.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and you write down everything that she's complaining about. Oh, I don't like this, and I don't like that, and I don't like this, and no, no, no. And, you know, get 50 to 100 things, and she shouldn't have any problem, especially if she's been complaining quite a while about men. And then, on the other side of the list, you call that the feel-good side, okay? And you say, okay, so, Ginger, ask yourself now, you don't like this, I don't, you know, he never calls. Ask yourself, so what do I want? And on that side of the list, on the feel-good side, you reframe that, well, they never call, to he always calls and we have wonderful conversations. Okay, so you're actually reframing what's going on in your head, and you're changing those negative thoughts to more positive ones and focusing on what you do want as opposed to how it is, let's say, how you don't, you know, things that you don't want.
Uh-huh.
Okay, so that's a really good tool to get clear about what your desire is. Okay?
Yeah.
A lot of people, they have no problem telling you what they don't want. But you ask, well, what do you want? Well, I don't want this. And no, what do you want? Well, I don't want this. You know, it's like they're programmed to complain. Okay, so they need to reprogram that software in their head to focusing on what they do want.
Uh-huh, yeah.
And once that's done, then you can focus on that feel-good side. And that's your desire. this is what I want, and you put your energy, attention, and focus on what you want. And then we come up with that third step, that allowing and expecting it, and just getting over that hump, and then you manifest it.
Okay, well, here's another question from Sheila, actually. The book titles Born to Manifest. So my question is, when a woman is pregnant, will her manifesting help with the child's development that is inside her, or does manifesting start when the child is born? Interesting, isn't it?
Yeah, that's a good question, and I'll tell you where the title of the book came from. I really believe that we were born to consciously create our reality. Okay, it's just that we are spirits having a human experience.
Uh-huh.
Okay, so that spirit part of us is what was born to manifest, okay? And once we can get rid of that veil that we have put in front of us, and when I say we, I say collectively we have done this, and I think that's happening now. I just feel that something's going on. More and more people are... they can see that there is a possibility that what we're talking about can really take place. I mean, they think back in their lives and they think back, well, gee, yeah, I think I did consciously create that, you know. I didn't know it was called Law of Attraction, but I can remember that I really wanted that, and like that's all I could think about, and I was just so focused on that, and sure enough, I got it. So I think that this is like something that we are born with, and we just got to remember that we were born to do this.
Yeah.
I mean, you can give it a religious flavor and say, hey, we're children of God. Well, God is the ultimate creator, and if we are his children or her children or God is creating, you know, whatever you want to call creation, if we are a son or daughter of that, we should have that same power to consciously create.
Absolutely. Wow. Well, what do you suggest to people who are applying or trying to apply the Law of Attraction but feel that they're getting nowhere, that the rate of their desires coming feel sluggish in relationships? I know what I'm hearing from a lot of people, too, is frustration. I don't know, maybe the stars are wrong or something, but you know, there's a lot of people out there that are trying to get over this hump or trying to remain positive. So, and they're very frustrated because it's not appearing like the Law of Attraction is working. Any suggestions on what they can do?
You're saying that it doesn't look as easy as the secret movie made it look.
Yeah, really.
Okay. As I said, allowing is the key. The Law of Attraction will always give us, I mean always give us what we believe and expect to receive. Okay?
Right.
Our beliefs and our expectations are what we are. That's what we are. Okay? I believe this and I expect this. Okay? And those beliefs and those expectations are what make us up. Okay, they make up the vibrational energy that we're always sending out. Okay, so if we have the belief that we can't change our reality and we can't attract what we desire, sure enough, that is what we will manifest. We will create, okay, even though we believe we can't, we will create a reality that validates the belief that we can't.
Yeah,
okay.
That's true. But Tom, let's go back now. Here we have people who have been practicing the Law of Attraction for a while, and so they're not newcomers to the theory. So what happens? I mean, once you develop it and you practice, doesn't mean that you're always going to have the perfect life. And you're bound to get frustrated because you know you've got to take responsibility for what's going on. So there's an amount of frustration. What can we do when we get to that frustrating point? What can we do besides hitting ourselves over the head saying, well, you know.
Okay, well, what you're really saying when you're saying that, Julie, is that frustration is some kind of a belief system you got buried somewhere. It's like this isn't working fast enough for me, or I'm not sure that I can pull this off. I'm not sure I can manifest this. I'm not sure I can create this.
Right.
Okay, and that's why you get frustrated. On the other hand, if we hold the belief that we can change our reality and our lives, that is what we receive every time. So, getting back to our example of the guy that is learning how to play an instrument or something. Okay, sure, the first few lessons, yeah, they're able to play an easy song after a couple of weeks, and they're all proud, and then they get a little harder thing, and they're getting a little hung up on that, and, you know, it is practice, okay? But the more things that you do manifest and celebrate that you, hey, I pulled that off, I did, write that down, that gives you something to be grateful for, okay? And be thankful for what you have manifested in your life. And just be patient, okay? Patience, that's a big word with me, too. I certainly have had to work on that patience part of it, and I think that's the flip side of the word frustration.
Right, okay? Right, it is. But if people wanted to change a belief, then perhaps they should visit their hypnotherapist.
Yeah.
See if they can remove that block or old thought pattern that's preventing them from moving forward. Because many times we just are not aware that the block is there.
Absolutely. Absolutely. It's so buried. It may have happened so early in life that we have totally forgot it, or it has become such a habit that we don't even realize it anymore.
Right, right,
you know?
Exactly. And the perfect way to even look at it is, you know, how many people have come up to you and said, you know, I want to use the law of attraction and win the lottery, you know. But I've heard that time and time again. But the truth of the matter is that is the most difficult thing to win with the law of attraction unless you have no beliefs in whatsoever in your subconscious mind. Because
if you
don't think that you're worthy of $1 million,
right,
and you don't believe that you can have access, you don't ever believe that you can actually see that amount of money in your checking account, then you're setting yourself up to fail. So I think that's what it's all to do the law of attraction with the smaller things, like you're saying, do it, apply it so that we can see and build our confidence up. You know, Tom, we're doing the same thing with our meditations. We're building our confidence up. You know, we did that Australian Outback rain. And
yeah,
that showed us, yeah, and it rained within 27 hours. So basically, we need to keep on building our confidence so that when we get to the real big manifestations or the real big meditations that we focus on, maybe the peace in Iraq, we won't have to have that belief. We'll know automatically that we've done some really big, wonderful things. You know,
Julie,
that we did that.
You hit it right on the head, because that is what is so cool. If we all hold the belief that we can change the world, we will. The law of attraction works with our beliefs. Okay?
Absolutely. There we go. Yeah.
Okay, and the law of attraction will always grant what we believe. It has to. Okay, and you're doing this very thing with your radio show. So the good news is we can create a beautiful planet. We just have to believe it. And what stops us from that? Well, watching the news sure doesn't help.
Yeah.
You know, reading the newspaper sure doesn't help. Focusing on all of that stuff that we don't want doesn't help.
Right.
Okay? So you're right. Yeah, take baby steps. Manifest little things. Be grateful for what you're manifesting. And pretty soon, it's like that 100th monkey gets the belief system as well. Hey, we can do this.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. You know, and I think that someday, maybe in about 25 years, I don't know. I don't know if I'll ever be able to do it. But when I watch the news on TV, and I'm an avid news watcher, I'll be able to say, okay, yeah, that was bad. But you know what? Now we can change it. That's the point where I want to get to is say, oh, yeah, okay, that was bad. But hey, wait a minute. We can change that. Let's go do that. That's the point I want to get.
Because if you think about it, when we are seeing negative things on the news, okay, everybody holds the belief that, okay, well, such and such is going on somewhere, right? And everybody starts to get that belief system. And sure enough, we just keep creating it because we have that belief system. Because why? We gave up our power, okay? We started making the talking head on the news an authority. Oh, well, it's on TV, so it's got to be true. Or, this politician said so, so it's got to be true. Or, I don't want to offend anybody, but my religious leader said this, so it's got to be true. Okay, it's like we gave up our power somewhere along the way. And we, rather than listening to our feelings and the authority that's coming from our higher self, we have thrown up our hands and gone, you know what, I'll let you make the decision because I'm a victim, okay? I don't consciously create anything. Everything happens to me. Look at my life, okay? I've got this and this and this, and it's just a sad situation.
Yeah.
Okay? Or you can flip that around and say, you know what, I am a conscious creator, and I'm going to create every aspect of my life. And you start waking up. You start looking at the TV and you go, yeah, okay, you can talk all you want, but it's not true for me.
Yeah,
you know,
exactly.
This is what I'm going to create.
Yeah, exactly. That's the good place to be at. And we're all going to get there. We're all going to get there, you know. And by this attitude that you're just talking about, we will change how the news is being delivered to us. You know, that everything will be changing. It's really incredible. So many things can happen. I'm just so pleased that, you know.
It's pretty exciting, and I have to applaud you for doing your show here because this is one little part of it, Julie. You're reaching out there and covering all sorts of countries with your radio station here, and getting some great information out there. So I have to applaud you for that.
Well, thank you.
Very cool.
Thank you very much, and thank you. And you know what? We are running close out of time, but darn it. I want to say thank you, Chris and Sheila and Zaddy, for all your questions out there. That little new chat thingamajig that's on the host page. Boy, that's really nifty because we're just getting all of this information, the questions that we can just do it. It's so much easier. I really like it. So when the show's not on, you can even go on there and put in questions that you want to talk for the next show. So this was fun. Tom, thank you so much. I really appreciate you coming on. And we're going to have you back again real soon.
Okay.
And I want to make sure everybody knows that Tom's information on his books and where to get his books and how you can contact him are all on the web page. I mean, on the host page. So go there and get it. And it's www. www.borntomanifest.com. Tom, thank you so much. I really appreciate you coming on. And good night, everybody. We will talk to you next week.
Okay, Julie, if we got a second here, if you add /radio.html, there's a special offer for your listeners.
Oh, okay. Wonderful. Thank
you. borntomanifest.com/radio.
Thank you.
You have been listening to the Law of Attraction Talk Radio hosted by Jules Johnson. For more information, go to www.lawofattractiontools.com.